The Island of Sheep by John Buchan. Read by Peter Joyce. Side 1. I have never believed, as some people do, in omens and forewarnings, for the dramatic things in my life have generally come upon me as suddenly as a tropical thunderstorm. But I have observed that in a queer way I've been sometimes prepared for them by my mind drifting into an unexpected mood. I would remember something I'd not thought of for years, or start without reason an unusual line of thought. That was what happened to me on an October evening when I got into the train at Victoria. That afternoon I'd done what for me was a rare thing, and attended a debate in the House of Commons. La Mancha was to make a full dress speech, and La Mancha, on such an occasion, is worth hearing. But it was not my friend's eloquence that filled my mind, or his deadly handling of interruptions, but a reply which the colonial secretary gave to a question before the debate began. A name can sometimes be like a scent or a tune, a key to long-buried memories. When old Melbury spoke the word Lombard, my thoughts were set racing down dim alleys of the past. He quoted a memorandum written years ago and incorporated in the report of a certain commission. A very able memorandum, he called it, by a certain Mr. Lombard, which contained the point he wished to make.